I didn't make a tweet before doing this. So now I'm all alone in here. That's fine. It's whatever. Hi, darlings. It's me. I just woke up. I had a rough time sleeping. I had a really rough time sleeping last night. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, I flew up, jailbirds. I flew up, but I felt, you know, ironically, in case you guys, for context, last night, I think I overate because I was like, oh, I don't feel so well. So I tried to sleep. I tried to sleep it off, and I was unsuccessful in that endeavor. And I kept waking up and like feeling really delusional because I was like, I'm so tired, man. I just want to sleep. So then I flew up and it was over for me. But yeah, you know, it's fine. It's fine now. It's all good. But there's something about Kokoichi because usually I can eat pretty decently spicy things. I can at least try spicy things, but like, you know, if it's for my enjoyment, I don't want to order level 10 ever. Cause I'll just want to die. Are you guys looking forward to my 3D debut? It's upcoming. Are you excited? Do they have good skin from not eating too much spice? No, I have the best skin. It's either Malfa has the best skin because something about having babies makes her skin really nice. But I take really, really good care of my skin. So, yeah. Yeah, so you guys are all excited? Like 2 weeks? Yeah, something like that. I don't remember. Don't ask me. I don't know time. I don't know dates. Yes, I will be there. I hope you will. I'm looking forward to showing you guys all of my hard work here in Japan. I've never had Kokoichi before, and I really want to try spicy curry. You should try it. I wish they had a way to just, like, sample all the different spice levels. Because how my spice thing works is, like, I think jalapenos are a little spicy, but then I get past jalapeno level spice. I'm like, it's not that bad. It's really not bad. It's not bad at all. What do you mean? This isn't that spicy. But, like, for me, when I just have, like, jalapeno, I'm like, this is spicy. Like, I need to be, like, two spice levels above that. Yeah. But, yeah, anyway, you think that the level 3 spicy curry would have made me sick, but for somehow very bland, and bland in a good way. It was supposed to be like that, but like bland hot pot somehow made me sick. So the one chip challenge is out. I don't like the one chip challenge, honestly. I did that once before. I tried it for fun and it was the worst shit ever because like It stops getting bad after, like, it naturally washes itself away, but, like, it's just, like, I kind of don't like things that are just spicy for this, V-Faction said it good. I need something good-tasting spice, not just spice for spice sake. Exactly. You tried it? Yeah. I was curious. I saw a lot of streamers doing it. Same with the buldak noodles, but I actually like those, the spicy buldak noodles. I think they're really tasty. Isn't the one chip thing banned now? Is it? Dude. Because it was dangerous? I agree because like they're like, oh, the challenge is you have to eat the whole chip. You have to wear a fucking glove. Excuse me. Like, you want me to wear a glove to eat a fucking chip? Like, that's a waste of plastic. And then, like, yeah, of course, it's gonna make people sick when, like, their body is literally saying, hey, this is way too spicy. You need to wash this down. And the challenge is literally like, you need to let it sit for this long, you know? Yeah, it's pain for nothing. It's pain for a chip that tastes like shit. Like, give me a Lay's. I'll just eat Lay's. Lay's tastes good. I miss Cheetos. I miss American snacks. It's over for me. It's over. Yeah, there's enjoying spicy food and then there's being done. Yeah, just like the cinnamon challenge. Yeah, exactly. Like cinnamon. What's the point? What's the point? Oh, I'm gonna put a whole spoonful of cinnamon in my mouth. Okay, for what? Do they not have them? So they have Cheetos. I actually begged management. I was like, could you get me some Cheetos? Because I was like, I can't find any. Do they have them? Could you give me Cheetos? Like being like so pathetic. And they brought Cheetos because turns out Japan has Cheetos. And I was like, oh, thank God. So I went and I grabbed the Cheetos. I opened them up and they looked really different, drastically different. Like they weren't, they weren't right. There was something very off about them, but I was like, maybe it's just like the recipe's a little different, but they probably taste the same. No, these motherfuckers are sweet. They were sweet. And I wanted to die. I couldn't finish it. I was like, I'm sorry. I made you go out of your way to find these for me, but they're awful. And they weren't Amer they didn't look healthier. They were like the shape, they were more like Cheeto puffs, and like they weren't as like dark orange. Like the dusting wasn't like dark orange. It was more like it was less of a powder, and it was sweet, and it was awful, and I hated that shit. I hated it. I'll never forgive them. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, it was bad. This brat managed. No, I'm so nice. I treat my manager very well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I am a very sweet girl to everybody. I bet they don't even have lime Cheetos. They don't have spicy Cheetos either because their Cheetos are just bad. They don't have Lay's either, so obviously, like, I'm doing a lot of stuff, and I've been doing some recording in Japan too for some stuff. And one of my secrets is before I record, I really like to quote unquote oil up my throat is how I call it. So like every singer kind of has like a thing. Some of them don't like to eat before singing. Some people really like to eat before singing. For like some, I think Marina and the Diamonds is like, I need to have milk before I sing, and I'm like, okay, queen, go off. But like for me, I really like to have Lay's because they oil up my throat and make I don't know how to describe it, but it oils my throat up because there's so much oil on the chips. It's great. It's great. I love it. And I asked them, I was like, y'all got Lay's here in Japan. I need some Lay's to oil up my throat. Because I was like, I was having a bad voice day. I'm not gonna lie. And I was like, you know what would make me sing better? Lay's. And they're like, I'm sorry. They don't have those in Japan. Sorry, I'm like going through like I'm having a moment. Marina mentioned, dude, I fucking love Marina and the Diamonds. I remember I got a snack box and it had Japanese Lay's. Trust me, you aren't missing much. They just don't have them here. Like, their chips aren't oily. Their fries aren't oily. Their chips aren't oily. Nothing in Japan tastes oily where it should. And I mean oily in that good way. Like, you know when you're like, you go to a fair and they like are deep frying fucking Oreos for some reason, and you're like, I need to know what that tastes like. So You get it because why not? And you're like, this is the most oily, greasy thing I've ever had in my life, and it's amazing. I'm gonna keep eating it. I'm never gonna order it again because it's gross. But also, like, this is like so decadent. The napkin's just drenched in oil, so like even though there's a napkin, it's getting all over your hands. You have to go wash it after. Yeah. Deep fried butter is insane. Genuinely insane. I like deep fried ice cream. But yeah. I think I found my favorite snack here in Japan. I've actually had it before. It's called like shimi, choco corn puffs. So they're like these little star-shaped like puff chip thing, and they're like coated in chocolate. So it just tastes like corn and chocolate. And I'm like, this is so good. I used to get like what are they called, like Japan Crate, like those things that like send like snacks, and like that shit like is so good. I was like, wow, this is the best thing ever. This is the best thing ever. And then I only had one, and I didn't have it where I live, so I was like, well, I guess I never get to have that again. But here I just I they just have it. Diabetes. Excuse me, these are Japanese snacks. Get it together, please. Ugh. But yeah, bokusu. Yeah, there's a lot of them. I haven't had deep fried ice cream. What's it like? Oh my God, it's great. So basically, they have to go through this like, they have to like scoop the ice cream and then freeze it. And then I think they have to like coat it and freeze it again and then deep fry it from there because obviously ice cream fucking melts. So you have to like really make sure you have to really make sure that the ice cream's fucking frozen, man. It really has to be frozen. So Japanese snacks are healthier, thus they are nerfed. Yeah, that's true. So I'm like, I don't like most snacks here. Like the food here is amazing. Do not get me wrong. Japanese food, fucking incredible. Like every day is a culinary delight. Like I'm living, but like I need something to comfort me, like mac and cheese, you know? And like I just don't have it. I just don't have it, you know? It's a hard freeze though, not a soft freeze, yam. Why are you frying it? Hey, shut up. Fried ice cream is great. You just need to try it. You just need to try it. Don't knock it before you try it. But yeah, I just missed you guys because I'm clingy. I'm your clingy streamer. I'm gonna go get ready for the day, I suppose. I can't support you with your love for fried ice cream. No. No, you have to still like me even if I like fried ice cream. What's wrong with you? You can't decide. You can't decide you don't like me because of fried ice cream because I like it. We can have different tastes. That just means you don't have to eat it because I will if it ever gets brought out to the table unexpectedly. But yeah, anyways, I miss you guys. I thought just even if it was for a short time, I really wanted to chat with you guys. So there's a little update. Sorry, I know the Nerisium levels are probably pretty low, and I'm very sorry because my Jailbirdium levels are also low. I'm like, I need to talk to the jailbirds. I miss them. There's no one listening to me yap. There's no one to hear me yap anymore. What am I gonna do? I know it's not much, but here's a little shot of Nerisium for those of you jailbirds who were in desperate need. Yeah. Sorry again that it was random. I'm sure some people are probably listening back to this and like are like, oh, no, I missed it. But like, I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Hi VOD gang. Hi Twitter Space After gang. What do we call them? I don't know. Anyways, I need to just stop. I need to stop yapping. I yap too much. I talk too damn much, man. I need to shut the fuck up. Anyway, I love you guys, jailbirds. I hope you had fun listening to me. And I'll let you all go so you can have a lovely rest of your evenings. And I will hopefully see you all soon. I love you. I love you. Oh, choo choo choo. Bye bye, jailbirds. Bye bye. I'll see you guys later. Have fun chatting for those of you who decide to stay in the YouTube chat for a little bit. But yes, see you next time and